With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. The Montana Supreme Court today overruled a lower court order and restored the state's June 2nd mail-in ballot receipt deadline for the upcoming primary. The High Court's order means voters must get their mail-in ballots to their local election office or other drop-off locations by 8 p.m. on Election Day. In its 5-2 decision Wednesday, the state Supreme Court's majority says it retained the ballot receipt deadline to, quote, avoid voter confusion and disruption of election administration, unquote. Instructions included with primary ballots tell voters to return their envelopes by that deadline. The state Supreme Court will also hear, on an expedited schedule, an appeal from State Attorney General Tim Fox on behalf of Secretary of State Corey Stapleton regarding the legality of Montana's ballot receipt deadline. Justices want to wrap up briefings by mid-August to provide time to rule ahead of November's general election. Wednesday's ruling overturns a Yellowstone County District Court judge's Friday injunction temporarily suspending a state law mandating the Election Day receipt deadline. The order said ballots must instead be postmarked by Election Day. Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath and Justice Dirk Sandifer both said they would have kept in place the district court's order. The district court found the state's Election Day ballot receipt deadline would, quote, significantly suppress voter turnout, unquote, among a handful of demographics. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.